Well, a lot of people have their own definition of when the holidays really arrive. Some say it's when, you know, the toys, go front and center and replace all the nursery business at Walmart. But then again, that would be like August. The truth is, by the best definition is, when the trains show up at North Park, that's when you know the holidays are here. And Ronald McDonald House has brought you those trains for a long time. And Joe Cumnock's the CEO and train master. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So it's true. I mean, everybody really, I mean, families really kind of build their plans around going out to see the trains every year.
They really do. I mean, it is definitely a family tradition. I think it signifies when the holidays are here is when the trains open.
Is it your major fundraiser for Ronald McDonald?
It is. It's the largest fundraiser we have. It raises almost a third of our total budget. Or it used to, but our budget's growing. So,
well, you're growing. In fact, I mean, you've added. Have you added a whole nother wing?
We added a whole nother wing.
Because you had like 50 rooms or something?
So we had 58. We just added 30 more.
Good night.
Six of those are long-term stay suites because we do have families who come and stay for many months. So it's a two-room suite for those families who are staying for a while.
Well, jog of memories. Okay, so these are to support families and also, I guess, people, you know, coming for treatment that don't have to stay at the hospital. People from out of town, people that
right.
I guess they have to demonstrate need.
Right. Well, so it's really for families who have a child who needs to be treated at a Dallas area hospital, and they live at least 40 miles away from Dallas.
Okay.
So if you can imagine, it would be very expensive if you're having a long stay in a hospital and you're having to pay for a hotel and meals and all of that. So we provide them really a home away from home while their child is being treated. And it's a way to keep families together so everybody can be here together. And not only do we provide them a place to stay, but we provide them meals and activities and try to make what is probably the most difficult time in their lives a little bit easier.
Do they get to go out and see the trains too?
They do. We give tickets to our families. They can go as often as they'd like.
So it's at North Park, but you got to wait for some business to fold or something, right? I mean, you're always in different locations.
We are always in a different location. This year we are on the second floor, which is kind of our trend. Second floor between Neiman's and Nordstrom.
Oh, okay.
Just right next door to where we were last year.
And how about space? I mean, have you got more space than you need? Or?
Well, no. This is probably the most challenging space we've had. There is a steel beam that runs right down the center of our space that I think supports the entire mall.
So you can't remove that.
We could not remove that. So we have worked around it. And one of the cool things that we did, you know, we work with TW Design, who comes in and does our install and designs our entire trains exhibit. And when they came in this year and saw that, you could even see them going, well, now what? So what we did, we run O-scale trains at North Park, so it's a smaller scale. But we had to come up with something because we've got this now huge wall in the center of our exhibit. So we now are going to be running some G-gauge, which are some larger trains, that'll run all the way around on the top of that. So we've suspended track, and it's going to run around that. So something kind of new and different and trying to make the most of the space that we have.
I can't wait to see this. I mean, so you have to start from scratch every year? Well, you have sets. I mean, all the Dallas stuff and everything that you incorporate back in the exhibit, right?
We incorporate as much as we can. So it is a modular exhibit, but every year, based on the space that we get, we sometimes have to create new modules or we have to maybe make some of them smaller. And so we just have to get creative every year and always try to come up with something new and different so that when you come back, you're always looking for what's different this year.
So is it a long wait to get in? I mean, can you reserve times or spaces?
You can't reserve times or spaces. You can buy tickets online, and you can, so then that kind of helps you skip the line a little bit. You can also get them for $1 off at Tom Thumb. But really the best time is, I always tell people, if you want to come when there's not a crowd, come kind of late afternoon, early evening, because then people have gone home to start dinner. And so that's when we're a little bit less crowded.
And you open Friday,
Saturday the 16th.
And when do you shut it down?
We run through January 5th.
Oh, through January the 5th. So, okay, well, you can sneak out there afterwards. So tell me about the Ronald McDonald House. First of all, I think a lot of people think McDonald's pays for this thing.
That is a myth that we have to fight all the time. McDonald's is a great mission partner. We got started thanks to McDonald's. They've been very supportive. They helped support our capital campaign to add the additional rooms that we needed. So they are phenomenal. But the money that we get through McDonald's is only about 6 to 7% of our total budget.
Wow.
So then we have to do what we can to raise the rest.
So do you serve, there's only one Ronald McDonald House here, right?
Yeah, we're the only one in Dallas.
But so you have to serve all that, you mostly serve Children's Medical or?
Children's Medical Center is probably where the majority of our kids are treated, followed by Scottish Rite Hospital, then Medical City Children's Hospital, but really any area hospital or treatment facility. So we have, we have people who come to go for cancer treatment through the Texas Oncology with the proton therapy, or we have patients at Parkland that's primarily accident patients and burn patients. So really, they're kind of all over.
So what's next? I mean, my gosh, you've almost doubled in size. Have you got it paid for?
We do. We raised all the money, and so it's all paid for. Now we are renovating our existing rooms and building because now the other looks so fresh and new. We want to spiff up a little bit. So we're doing some refresh, finishing up phase one this week, and then move on to the second phase. So we should be done with everything by mid-February. So once we're said and done, we're actually taking one room and actually adding in an additional room that was used for sleeping staff that we don't need now. So we'll be able to serve 89 families wow. when it's all said and done. And then our area of growth is really in family rooms. We opened our first family room at Scottish Rite in Frisco last November, and we're talking with other hospitals about additional family rooms.
Tell me, I don't know what a family room is.
So a family room is a way to serve a family. It when you walk into a family room, it kind of think of as a mini Ronald McDonald House within the hospital.
Okay, but this is but it's at the hospital.
It's at the hospital. So, but when you walk into that space, it looks, feels, and smells different than the rest of the hospital. So the one at Scottish Rite, because they're not a full hospital, it's day surgery. We're there just 4 days a week during the day. And so families who have a child getting surgery or an infusion, they'll come in our space. We have volunteers there. We provide snacks and coffee and drinks. And there's a kids area so the siblings can play. There's TVs. There's lounge chairs. You could actually take a nap if you wanted to. There's computers if you want to work from there. And often it's outside of a neonatal intensive care unit or a pediatric intensive care unit for parents who don't want to leave the hospital, but they need a break. So then they can come into a family room. Sometimes they'll have sleep rooms, and so you can come in and take a nap. You can stay there overnight, but if something happens with your child, you can be back at their bedside in minutes.
Wow.
So it gives them, you know, a chance to kind of refresh and renew and have all that emotional muscles that they need to get through what they're going through.
And I'm sure the hospital's got to be very supportive of this, too.
Oh, very much so. I mean, the hospitals love it. Families rate the hospitals higher when they use a family room or when they stay at a Ronald McDonald House because they are more well-rested. They're able to be fresher, able to better participate in medical decisions related to their child. And again, we're keeping the whole family together. You don't have to have one parent here and one there and kids over there. We can keep them all together.
Well, but most of these people are there for free. I think you asked for a token amount, but you got to raise a lot of money. Tell me about the environment out there. We've got a good economy, but we've also got some tax law changes. Is it more of a challenge?
It is a challenge, and I think any nonprofit would tell you. I mean, there's so many of us here in the Dallas area, and we're all trying to go after, you know, the same people for the same dollars, and so it's a challenge. And our budget with this expansion is going up by about $325,000. And so, you know, unlike a regular business, we don't have a product that we're selling or a service that we're providing. We're just asking people to make a difference in somebody else's life and support what we're doing. And, you know, I think as a parent myself, I can't imagine, you know, I meet these parents every day and I'm just, my heart goes out to them. I can't imagine what it is that they're going through to be told that your child has cancer or to be told that your baby is going to be born with a heart defect and is going to need multiple surgeries. So, you know, I think that we can all relate to what these parents are going through, and hopefully there's a lot of people like me who want to help and make it a little bit easier for them.
Well, and there are a lot of ways to help. How many volunteers you think you run through there in a year?
Oh, probably 15,000.
Wow.
But that includes all of our event. You know,
yeah,
the trains itself takes about 1,700 volunteers.
Good night. Well, anyway, we'll see you at the trains at North Park, and get the holidays off just right. Jill Cumnox, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, and we always enjoy our visit. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Jill, go to krld.com/CEO of David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.